Here is the surest way to ruin your life. Never say thank you. Live as if you are entitled to everything you have, everything you have received. Live as if you yourself are responsible for your successes, all of your moments of greatness. Live as if you are self-sufficient, independent, in need of no help, in need of no one else. Clench your fist when a hand is offered. Close your heart when a hand reaches out. Recoil in horror when somebody suggests that you might use some assistance. Believe that you can do it all by yourself. When you fail, there is no one else to blame. When you succeed, there is no one else to credit. And when you die alone. Never say thank you and watch your days unravel behind you like an ugly scarf snagged on a barbed wire fence. A life of ingratitude is a life without grace, without gifts, and it is a life unworthy of life. It is better to be a healed leper who returns to God with thanks than a well man who will not come to God with thanksgiving. Therefore, in all circumstances, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Paul writes to Timothy that he, Paul, is a criminal for the gospel, a man put in chains for preaching the good news to Jews and Gentiles alike. And though he is suffering in chains for the sake of Christ and Christ's body, the word of God is not chained. And we can add here, and the word of God will never be chained. Though courts, kings, governors, and states may strive to whip the word with judicial rulings, or bury it in paper prisons, or poison it with the deadliest medicines, the word will not be whipped, buried, or poisoned. In fact, Paul, noting the persistence of the word for him, says that because the word is not chained, he bears with everything for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus. The word endures, carries on, and lives always. And for this, we must give thanks. We must be the one healed leper in 10 who returns to give God thanks. Or Christ may wonder about you, where are the other 9? Before asking how gratitude works for us spiritually, let's take a moment to explore the possible reasons for being ungrateful. Why do we sometimes fail to give God thanks? First, we may not understand the giftedness or the givenness of our lives. That is, we may not understand the fundamental animating principle of human life. My life, your life, is a gift. Meaning that we exist at all is a present from God. God did not need us at creation. He does not need us now, and he will never need us. Reality's creation from nothing was a gratuitous, singular event, a wholly unnecessary one-time occurrence. The ongoing presence of something rather than nothing is gratuitous as well. That we are still here at all is a gift. Second, the psychological motivations we need to accomplish anything often rely on the notion that we achieve our successes and that we fail in our failures. In other words, it seems that in order for us to do anything good at all, we must believe that anything we do well results from personal talent and hard work. Why give thanks to someone not directly involved in the work of my success? Of course, this denies the first principle of creation. Everything I am and everything that I have is a gift from God. My talent, my drive to work hard, my need to succeed, all gifts. Third, so delighted are we in our success, we often need to claim total credit in order to feel worthy of this success. If I am to succeed again, I have to come to the conclusion that I am solely responsible for that success. To do anything less is to risk a future failure. And finally, since the first bite of the apple in the garden, we have been tempted to believe that we can become God without God. One God has no need to thank another God for anything. Our declaration of independence from the engines of divine perfection means that we think we are capable of saving ourselves. All we need for salvation is determination, the right doctrines, sufficient work, and a heart cold enough to reject any outside help offered, human or divine. We fail to give God thanks out of ignorance, pride, vanity, and a cold heart. All right, why should we give God thanks? Given what we already know about our creation, that we are created gratuitously, we can see that acknowledging our existence is first and foremost a matter of justice. We owe God our gratitude. Our thanks is due. Our thanks to God is also a matter of acknowledging the most basic truth of our lives. We are creatures created by a creator. We are not random collections of chemical and electrical processes. We are not genetic productions accidentally generated by ideal climatic conditions. We are beloved creatures, loved by our Creator. And as creatures first loved by God, we love back and we give thanks for that love. The spiritual benefit, that is, the advantage that accrues to us when we are grateful to God, is an increase in humility, an increase in our appreciation of our givenness, our total dependence on God as our Creator and as the one who sustains us in being. Humility is the measure we use to determine the degree to which we are radically aware of our dependence on God. Your humility means that you know you are a gift given for no other reason, than to love and to be loved. So here is the surest way to ruin your life. Fail daily to give thanks to God. Get up in the morning and go to bed at night as if you are entitled to everything you have, as if you were owed everything you have received. Get up in the morning and go to bed at night as if you alone achieved all of your successes, as if you orchestrated all of your moments of greatness. Go day to day through your life utterly alone, in need of no one, in need of nothing but your own ingenuity and hard work. Grit your teeth when help is offered and say, no thank you. Lock up your heart when a hand reaches out and say, no thanks. Shrink back in disgust at yourself and everyone around you when you fall and refuse help. Know in your ungrateful heart that you can do it all by yourself. Or you can be trustworthy. You can be grateful and flourish in blessing. You can be the one healed leper who returns to give thanks to God. You can be Naaman, who is healed in the Jordan, his flesh like the flesh of a little child. And you will be the one to hear Christ say, stand up and go. Your faith has saved you. Our Lord has revealed his saving power to the nations. Whatever you do, do not be among the 9 ungrateful hearts who think that their healing is an accident. There is nothing accidental about the cross or Christ's death on it. He died with intent. For us, he died knowingly, freely, and because of his love for us, we too are free. Give thanks to God then, and make your life, this life right now, the one you're living right now, make it a living sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving.